Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Is a publishing company that has published a number of Christian works now publishing pro-homosexual material? I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber. And Matt Barber, you actually broke this story with regards to Waterbrook Multnomah Publishing Group, with regards to one of their publications that you say is part of the organization. Tell us a little bit about this book that's coming out and how it fits under Multnomah.
Well, the book is by a young 20-something homosexual activist by the name of Matthew Vines. Matthew is known for manipulating Christian lexicon and Christian language in order to push the homosexualist agenda. The book is called The Biblical Case in Support of Same-Sex Relationships, God and the Gay Christian, The Biblical Case in Support of Same-Sex Relationships. His sole purpose in life is to try to, through his apostate reform project, he has admitted that his goal is to try to reform church teaching on sexual orientation and gender identity. So he's a Bible revisionist that seeks to completely reverse what Scripture actually says, an impossible feat, but that's his goal. Well, a imprint company, Matt, is a branch off of a larger a publishing company. Waterbrook Multnomah Publishing Group falls under Random House as a parent company. Random House created an imprint called Convergent Books that will publish counter-biblical liberal books because there's a market there for a liberal Christian market. Well, they couldn't have Waterbrook Multnomah Publishing Group publish these books because the evangelical and the Christian community would there'd be a firestorm of controversy over that. So they created a straw man, a branch off company that is really a shell. It's a mask of Waterbrook Multnomah. It's basically one and the same. It has the same president, a gentleman by the name of Steve Cobb, who is the president of Waterbrook Multnomah. So he operates both. They're both located in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I have investigated far and wide. I cannot find a physical address for Convergent. Well, I got an email from an insider with connections to people in Multnomah, in Waterbrook Multnomah Publishing Group, that are very upset because they are blowing the whistle on this, saying that Convergent really is just a mask. It's run by the same president. It has the same staff. They use the same printers and the same ink. They are Waterbrook Multnomah staff are told that they are going to be promoting this book. They're going to be marketing the book. They're going to be printing the book. They're doing everything. That we're just doing it under the Convergent imprint so that we don't get backlash and pushback from the Christian community. So I have an insider, a whistleblower. I broke the story on barbedwire.com, and people are now finally starting to hold Waterbrook Multnomah and Random House accountable for this deception, because that's what it is.
So Multnomah is a long-trusted name of Christian publications, and it's now called Waterbrook Multnomah.
That's right. It merged with Waterbrook.
With Waterbrook, and so now the new title is Waterbrook Multnomah
Correct.
Publishing Group. But over the years, this Multnomah, which is now Waterbrook Multnomah Publishing Group, has had authors that are well-known, such as Randy Alcorn, Kay Arthur, and David Jeremiah, and they've even published manuscripts by Mother Teresa. So it's been a very well-respected Christian publisher that's published a lot of well-known Christian authors. But about a year ago, Waterbrook Multnomah now announced the formation of a new imprint called Convergent. And this is where this book is being published. And Convergent, according to the president of Multnomah, Stephen Cobb, he said this, quote, "The audience for Convergent books represents a growing movement of consumers. These readers typically don't see themselves as either liberal or conservative, evangelical or mainline, yet they frame their spiritual journey in Christian terms, and they're absolutely passionate about what theologian Brian McLaren has called the sacred endeavor of loving God and neighbor, stranger, alien, outsider, outcast, an enemy, close quote. That's from Stephen Cobb, the president of Waterbrook Multnomah, who also, you say, is the president of Convergent.
That's right.
Imprint that is now part of Convergent, and he's speaking about Convergent in this particular quote that I just read.
Right. So if you understand what we're saying here, it's inconvenient for Waterbrook Multnomah to publish this pro-homosexual activist, anti-biblical book because they have a reputation as being a well-trusted Christian Orthodox publishing company. So in order to tap that market, there's a lot of money out there. They've essentially sold their soul for mammon here. Random House figured out a way, and I don't know who was behind it all and if Stephen Cobb was involved in this or what. That all remains to be seen. They said, we need to create a separate company that looks like it's over here and that it is detached from Waterbrook Multnomah. So essentially they're like a sister company under the same parent. They're like siblings under the same parent. But the reality is they're effectively one and the same, according to my informant and people on the inside of Multnomah.
And you quote from an email you got from your source.
Right.
And the email in part says, so Multnomah, this is an email to you, is now consciously trying to hide from NRB, which is the National Religious Broadcasters, and its members the fact that it is putting out this new project. Insiders are reporting threats should they release any such information outside the company, but I believe Multnomah authors have a right to see the full picture of the company with whom they're partnering, though we should try and protect those who are under threat. So Multnomah is threatening its employees, don't get this information out, but one of the employees has actually gotten the information out to you, and this is how the story ultimately got broken. So in other words, Multnomah is now called Waterbrook Multnomah. It is a well-known Christian publisher with publishers such as Randy Alcorn that they published, Kay Arthur, David Jeremiah, even Mother Teresa. Now they have a new imprint that they announced about a year ago. It's called Convergent. Under that Convergent imprint, they now are about ready to release. In fact, they are releasing in the month of April 2014 a book by Matthew Vines called God and the Gay Christian, The Biblical Case in Support of Same-Sex Relationships. Now, there is no biblical case that can be made in support of same-sex relationships.
Yeah, it's paradoxical.
It's absolutely the opposite.
It's such an incongruent statement, it just boggles the mind. But here's what's a little more troubling. It's not just one informant inside of Waterbrook Multnomah. There are multiple employees. And the word is, now this is coming to me from a source that wishes to remain anonymous, that these employees are being intimidated and threatened with silence to not publicly draw the clear connection and let the cat out of the bag on this kind of Convergent company. Again, I'm looking for a physical address. I'm looking, they're both in Colorado Springs, both under the president of Waterbrook
Multnomah. So Convergent does not have its own physical address.
I can't find it so far. We're still looking to see if there's
a separate... You would think that a publisher would have its own physical address.
Yeah, you would certainly...
Unless it's part of another publisher.
Exactly. I just got another email from that informant. Says, yes, all under Random House and Multnomah staff was expected to work on the book, including promotion. So imagine, if you will, the staff standing in front of a printer. Let's start working on our books. Okay, here, these are Christian Orthodox books. Oops, it's time to do an apostate.
We're going
to
do this. We're going to reprint Mother Teresa's manuscripts.
Yeah.
And Randy Alcorn, everyone knows him. David Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, here's
well,
this other
well,
book.
Now we can't. We're going to print
God and the Gay Christian.
God and the Gay Christian. Well, that's going to make everybody very angry. We're going to have another World Vision moment here, and the Christians are going to rebel. Take off your Waterbrook hat now. Pick up your Convergent hat. Put that on and keep the assembly line going, and then we'll just stamp it with the Convergent imprint instead of the Waterbrook Multnomah imprint. You get the deception?
Yeah. No, I understand very clearly. Well, this is a situation. What do people do?
You know, we have been encouraging people, and a number of Christian news sources have taken this and run with it. We're encouraging them to call Waterbrook Multnomah, say, you know, do what World Vision did. We're Christians. We like to forgive. We're commanded to repent of this sin. You're trying to hide this in the darkness, as it says in Isaiah. You're trying to keep this quiet. Repent, reverse course, and get back to the biblical roots that built a great company.
Otherwise, you know, they're going to, you know, their audience are Christians.
Yeah.
And they're alienating their very audience that ultimately has made Multnomah what it is today. This is outrageous. Thanks for uncovering this. And, of course, this is at bobwire.com where this article is. And I know you're going to be keeping this up more in the future as more of this becomes known. Well, this is a reason why we need to stand at this time. There is a time that we are living in where people are being tested with regards to their foundation Christian values. And obviously, there's compromises that have taken place. We've seen compromises with Chick-fil-A. We've seen it with World Vision. They had to back away. And now we see it with Multnomah. Get involved. Get encouraged. Support this ministry. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.